The big issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
Another week and another episode of The Big Issue. Hello, my name is Nkululeko Nkewe and this is Sokola Duma Radio. This is a special edition of The Big Issue. We speak to football personalities to find out what they think about the upcoming national elections, which will be on the 8th of May 2019. Not necessarily wanting to find out who they will be voting for, not necessarily want to find out their allegiances when it comes to political parties. However, we do want to find out whether or not they do care about the process of voting. We'll also find out about what changes would they like to see implemented in the political landscape in South Africa and the social conditions that people are facing in the country. So stay tuned to hear from Marcelo Machaka, to hear from Mama Joy and Botham Sela. Whilst on the players front, we have Samuel Julius, we also have Portia Modise, and we have John Tale, former Mamelodi Sundowns goalkeeper, to give us their thoughts about whether or not they will be voting in the upcoming elections.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper for only 3 rand 90 cents. In this edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper, Bivanazo spoke with Godfrey Walisimbi, who only spent a few months at Kaizer Chiefs from Uganda. He now has left Kaizer Chiefs. He has some issues that he'd like to iron out as to why he left Kaizer Chiefs and so much more. So if you are interested in reading that, pick up the latest edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. It's out every Wednesday for only 3 rand 90 cents. Marcelo Machaka is a Kaizer Chiefs super fan. Let's hear his thoughts about the upcoming elections. Chucks, thank you so much, man, for speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio. Well, it's on the 8th of May. It's going to be election time. First things first, is Machaka voting next month?
Yeah, I've always been voting, my brother, you know, since I got my ID. So it doesn't matter where I am, what I'm doing. I'll always have a chance to vote. It's my right to vote so that we can see changes, even though the changes, they take a little bit longer than expected. You know, with people that are greedy, but all in all, we must all be positive. People must just think, as leadership, leaders must think about people that they are voting for them. They must do what is expected, even though they can't do all at once. But let us see the changes. Sometimes it takes more than 2 years to see changes, which is, to me, is ridiculous. So I'm hoping, because I'm inside the beautiful country, South Africa, let us not dent our country with bad images. So we really need to stop this kind of what you call a service delivery protest, so people can be, you know, can trust leadership towards leaders. Towards come another election, they'll be talking the same story. They've been singing the same gospel. So we don't need that kind of gospel. I think to me that gospel has expired. So this time around, when you sing gospel, show that you are singing gospel. That's what I'm saying. We need to see changes, especially on the side of sex. If you vote, we'll see changes on the side of sport, or in general, all sporting codes. So we really need to vote, all of us.
Yeah. All right. So you've outlined your reasons why you vote. I think the next thing for me is to find out what are the current challenges facing South Africa that you would like to see changed immediately, whether it's crime, corruption, the excessive violence and the murder rate and so on. Which is one that you would like to see changed immediately?
You hit the nail rocking, brother. What I'm trying to say is first thing, it will be corruption. You know, corruption. Number two is crime, you know. And number three, I don't know why we do have this kind of courts. There's a lot of courts. You know, if somebody's committing crime, especially in terms of rape as well, and also killing other people, they take more than 5 years to say, no, you can go to the judiciary, you can go to what, all this kind of constitutional court. There's a lot of courts, my brother. Matters are not resolved like before. So nowadays, we see a lot of matters that, you know, even if you can see it's transparent that you kill someone or you rape the child, you still have to continue getting bail, all those kind of things. But I can tell you, my brother, for now, an immediate change that I would like to see is, you know, crime and things that should deal with crime and also with corruption. These two things that I'm telling you, with rape as well, all those kind of things, you know, that is something that doesn't sit down well with me, because you can't walk on the road at night. You can't walk on the road even at fault, people attack you. So what kind of society are we living in? You can't even walk freely. You always have to watch your step. You see, am I doing the right thing? Am I on the right path? Am I on the right road? Come on, guys. Crime and corruption, yeah.
When you see images of political parties in football matches, and the PSL has condemned this, they don't want people, like you see 8,000 or 2,000 fans of a political party wearing that gear, advertising themselves, because they know that they will be on TV at some point. The camera cannot avoid showing them at some point in the 90 minutes. What are your thoughts on mixing football and sports and politics?
What I was trying to say, you know, we welcome those that are coming to the stadium as political parties. But what I would like to say to them, just a few messages, you know, come there with South African flex. Come there with South African color. Even if you can wear a t-shirt of any kind of color, just to show that we are South African, we support sports, that we support football and any other sporting cause. But once you come with your color political parties, what are you saying? What message are you sending there? Because I think it might be a violence there. Those who are not supporting another political party might just resort to violence. You say, why are you guys coming here to come and advertise or celebrate the football or any kind of a game? Mm. So what I'm trying to say is, my brother, to me, it's good that they are coming just to add bumps on their feet as they've been crying. But I'd like to say the message. I don't want to be harsh on them. I just, politely to them, to say, please, political parties, you know, talk to your members. Just if you give them t-shirts and the flags, give them t-shirts for South African flags, and all of them must wear South African flags to show that we South Africans, we love each other. We are still loving sporting culture.
For sure. Chucks, thank you very much, man, as usual, for taking this call.
All the best, number six.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Samuel Chuis, formerly of Mamelodi Sundowns, IX Cape Town, is currently unattached at the moment. However, he does have interesting thoughts about the upcoming elections. Let's hear him speak. Is Samuel Chuis voting next month?
My brother, unfortunately, I'll have stuff to do on the 8th, so I won't be able to vote.
You won't be able to vote on the
8th? Yeah.
Because you have stuff to do.
I won't be around to vote. Yeah, I wouldn't be around for voting.
Okay. If you had the opportunity to do so, have you voted? I mean, you're 27 years old, so you've had the chance to vote before. Have you voted before?
I never voted before.
You've never voted before? But have your folks, any of your family members, have you told them about the fact that you don't vote, and have they said anything to encourage you to vote?
Yeah, you know, I think it's me, my brother, my older brother. We haven't voted ever since, and so I don't know. No, it's just part of it. I'm not very interested in this stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And then the second question from me is, South Africa, of course, has a lot of challenges. You know about this. You know that you can get robbed anytime. You know that there's poverty, and a lot of other problems, HIV, AIDS, and so on. Which of the problems that we have in the country you would change if you had the power to change them?
I'll change mostly, like, or create more activities for the youth, you know, because that's where it all started. Like, there's recreational sport centers in the locations, you know, because I think if kids are more occupied in school and sports, they'll have lesser time to think of any other or doing any other negative thing, you know. And I think if we start by that, that's where everything will come fine, you know. Then crime will be lessened and all this unemployment rate and stuff will also go down. Yeah. So I think for me, that will be something that I'll do first, is like just create stuff for the youth, because it all starts with them, you know.
All right. And then before I let you go, we've had a few challenges in South African football recently because it's voting season, where we see political parties gate crashing, APSA premiership matches, in their numbers. Do you think that politics and sports should match? Do you think that it's a no-no? Everyone in politics should not involve themselves in sports?
Yes, I know. You know, it's two different stuff. I think sports should only be included by sports people, and politicians should only include there by politicians, you know?
Mm.
So I don't think sports and politics do go hand in hand, even though there is politics in sport.
Mm.
But like the outside politics and that, I don't think it's necessary for them to get involved into sports because they don't really understand what's happening. They can help in terms of corporate stuff and every other thing, but not direct involvement in the sport because I don't think they have clues or there is people, let me say, that can work with the sports and they can just stick to what they do.
All right. Now, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us. Not a lot of players have wanted to speak about this topic, but thank you so much for giving us your time.
No, thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Ngabomma Joy, you have voted for this year?
I mean, I have voted, Sam. I'm fully no wish. I see vote army. Nixie, you're vote. And I'm very sad. You're voting ANC. You must have no wish.
All right. And then.
I am my equal secret. I'm voting for ANC. Not secret.
Why are you voting? Why would you say that you are continuing, you are voting this year?
I am free because of ANC. That's what I will tell him. Only that. Ah, Muza, my name is Kwesen. I'm telling you, all other corner, I'm flanged because of the ANC. The ANC is all, so I'm flanged. You want to put it to the side, food.
All right, and then njengobuzo vota ke ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe kuyini ekumele ishintshe la eSouth Africa, kuyini mhlambe ekuphatha kabi mase ubheka izinto ezifana no crime no corruption, kuyini mhlambe ongathanda ukuthi ishintshe wena noma ngabe unamandla
ukuthi ishintshe? Kade i-crime ne, i-crime le corruption yiyo yenza iSouth Africa ingabi right. Just because sometimes ne ubona amaphoyisa are corrupt, everybody everywhere is corruption, yabo. Sala siyifunda emaphepheni every day, every night, every hour, every minute. So mani makhonakala le crime yazini uyazi ukuthi noma uhamba u-free manje uma uhamba angikho free ozongayitela or bazongithathela ifone or bazongithathela i-wallet or bazongi-tiktoket bona ukuthi inkinga kanjani.
And then okokugcina la ebholeni i-PSL isithe iyabona ukuthi kunamaqembu ezepolitics angenayo emabaleni agqoke izinto zamapolitics. Ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe i-sport nama-politics kumele amixe?
Wazi i-sport ne-politics ukutshela iqiniso ne into eyi-one, into efanayo. Cause ku-sport ikhona i-politics futhi. Ku-politics kune-sport, thina sithanda i-sport ngapha ngeku-politics. Uyayi-understanda ukuthi i-politics yi-everywhere. That is why Umona is the minister of sport. Uko political part. So if you look at the sport, the politics.
All right. No, 6 months. I'm a joy. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesikhathi sakho. Ngiyabonga.
Radio.
John Tlale, formerly of Bafana Bafana, Mamelodi Sundowns, and Orlando Pirates, has his say as well on the topic. So, Big John, on the 8th of May, it will be Elections Day. Are you voting for this year?
Yes, I'm going to vote, my brother.
And why is John Tlale voting this year?
No, I think, it's our responsibility, you know, to make sure that, you know, we look, you know, after our country to make sure that everything is going, you know, the way we expect.
And when you look at the social, economic condition of South Africa today, what would you say with the challenges that we're facing, what would you say is the biggest thing that needs changing, whether it's crime, corruption, poverty, HIV, AIDS? What is it that would be the most on your priority list?
Yeah, I think the first one will be corruption, you know, and then living poverty too, you know, because you look at in this youth, you know, they're struggling to find a job, you know, and it makes them to go on the street, you know, end up being sorties, you know, start doing the funny things, you know. So I think if they can get a job, they'll do much better, you know.
Last week, there was a statement from the PSL. One of the things that is happening, and this is my last one to you, one of the things that has been happening in EPSA Premiership matches is that political parties are doing ambush marketing. So there would be like 1,000 red t-shirts, people wearing red t-shirts of EFF or maybe 500 from ANC, there's no way that a camera will not pick that up, and it's like free marketing. What do you make of sport mixing with politics? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, because if you look at it now, you see most of the people running sports, you know, the politicians, you know, so you have to know where you stand, especially when it comes to politics, you know. And then now, again, some of the players, I don't think they used to vote, so it will take some of them to start realizing their dreams, you know. They must know which, that they have to vote for, you know.
Sure, which political party to vote
the party.
For.
I wanted to make the party, yes.
All right. Man. Thank you very much, Big John, for your time. It was just a short chat regarding that. I really appreciate you picking up the call.
All right. Thanks. It's a pleasure, brother. Sokoladuma
Radio. Banyana Banyana's leading all-time goal scorer, Portia Modise, the legendary, shares her thoughts as well about the upcoming elections. The 8th of May, siyavota South Africa. Ingabu Portia Modise, we are voting next month? So you've never voted ever since?
Yeah.
And why would that be the case? Kungani ungavoti?
Maybe because I don't understand why we have to vote while else we don't vote. They are voting for the economy, but after we voted, they will be still facing the same problems that they need to face. So I should be saying my vote still doesn't have a voice. So why we have to vote? Because we're voting to have a voice to be heard.
Mm.
But at the same time, while we vote, they hear us for that moment while they want us to vote. After voting, they then take our content. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's quite understandable. And also, if you had the power to change anything, the challenges that we face as a country, whether it's rape, whether it's poverty, corruption, there's a lot of them. A lot of people in poverty. There's service delivery strikes every now and then. What would be the most urgent thing you change in South Africa?
I think in thing I change the system of education. You understand? I could make it more where they do maybe school, and while they learning something, they could make it practically too.
For sure.
After they finish schooling, they actually know what are they gonna work with than saying after you go to school for 12 months, after they're still asking for an experience, because you didn't do what you were learning practically at school. Then you find the engineer calls the rising gamla, while while he's learning about it in the book, he's still doing it practically.
Mm.
So after studying everything, now he knows he's got an experience which will fund the in. He could just move on in Piloyagi. You know, and try to get incidents now for now. And other thing, you know, we sports people, we can vote, but we're not being supported enough by this part, you know, putting money in sports, especially in women's sports, in athletes, you know, but they accept our vote, but we don't see them playing part also in the sports environment, you know, changing things, listening to our complaints, coming in now, but trying to have suggestions, you know, putting money. We don't see that also. We want to see that the women's football also, we want to see it here pambili. We want those parts also to get involved, to talk about women's football, to see which, of course, our country wants to see women's football and they're changing.
Mm.
Women are clearly, they're getting paid equally. You know, we're fighting for that, our women's rights, but we don't see that happening, but they're asking for our vote too. So that is why I'm saying I play the part in this country too, but I'm still this woman, still struggling, hustling.
Sure. All clean, Andre. Umanga being abuza. They say that politics and sports don't mix, but uma sesibheka ku Absa Premiership kuna ma matches lapho khona ubona abantu begqoke ama shirt ama political parties and akusho umuntu oyedwa, like bayahlanganisa, they organize themselves and they attend. EPSL yakhala ithi ama political parties awayeke ukambush marketa ama matches. Ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe kumele mix ama politics ne sport?
I don't think it should seriously mela mix, you know. but they could just support the sport. Because, you know, when you mix the politics in a sport, the sport becomes like, if a contested, naturally, we don't know what is happening in politics. I don't follow politics that much.
Sure.
You know, sports, I don't know.
Is Bottom Sailor voting on the 8th of May?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
All right. And then why, if you were speaking to a young person, why would you justify the fact that you are voting instead of not voting? Why are you voting?
I want to raise my voice. And then I'm the one who's going to choose which party to run me. And I'm the one who needs to take the initiative, who is going to control the wealth of my country, and who's going to run this country in a very profitable and in a very safe way. So for me to vote for this election, it says to me, I'm the only one who will decide who's going to take responsibility of my child and who's going to take responsibility of my country. For my country to be seen by other countries as a country that is safe to invest, that is a country to come and visit, and the country to come and put your kids here to go to school in South Africa. I'm the one who have to decide to make sure that my voice is understandable, so that people from other countries, they must see that I'm the one who chooses this party to run my affairs in this country.
What, when you look at the challenges that we have, and we have a lot of them, like any other country, which challenge concerns you the most when you look at the rape, corruption, crime, poverty, service delivery, protests every day? Which of these challenges, or any challenge that you can think of, that hurts you the most, that you would like to see change immediately?
The only challenge is one. It's the challenge of the corruption in our country that is being exposed by the Zondo Commission and other stuff. That corruption is the one that is delaying someone to take initiative and go and register to vote. It's a corruption is the thing that causes people not to trust anyone to run this country. Corruption is the thing that makes a kid to ask his father, "Father, why our country is so in a bad situation?" Corruption is the thing that causes anyone who wants to invest in South Africa not to. Corruption is the thing, is the sin that makes everyone who wants to come to South Africa to be afraid to come to South Africa, while South Africa is the best African country with the mineral resources that we have. So if we can cap corruption and eradicate this thing of corruption, things will come right in our country. Things will go right in our country. Because the very same people who want to invest in South Africa are the ones also who want to invest in football. Now they are afraid to come and invest in football. How can we compete with your Barcelona? How can we compete with Manchester United? Because people who have the financial muscles, they are from outside the country, who wants to come and invest or make a relationship with maybe a Celtic and Scotland from overseas. They want to collaborate and make a relationship. Now the challenge is what? They are afraid. Why? Because of the corruption that is prevailing in our country.
All right. And then you've seen the pictures of political parties, people wearing political parties at stadiums. And the PSL does not like that. They've said that in the statement. What is your opinion about that? When 500 people come in wearing the same political party regalia and sitting at the same place, trying to get airtime on TV using football, what is your opinion on that?
We are not saying no to the campaign of any party, but they must check which campaign are you doing. It's a campaign in a wrong event. We are not saying no to, for them to go and do their campaign 500 meters away from the stadium. It's not a problem. But the only challenge is one. when they intrude in the event of football. The event of football is where people come with their families, just relax, watch football, and go home. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong for them to go to the stadium. No, those are still our supporters. Those are still the people that we want to fill up the stadium. Those are the people that we want to come in numbers and be part of us. But what we are saying is, let them not do it in a wrong event. That event is an event where we need supporters to wear their different PSL clubs. Now they came, and then when they came with the regalia of
political parties.
It means, I'm afraid, maybe they might be fighting in the stadium. What is going to happen? Like I said, the investors will say, it means if PSL is not saying about, say anything about this, it means they are saying DA, they must also do the same thing. UDM, they must also do the same thing. It means at the end of the day, we'll find ourselves not going to the stadium, but them going to the stadium, doing their marketing, and then after everything happens, what is going to happen? FIFA is going to complain and say, we are allowing them to do something that is not right. I'm not saying it's wrong for them to go to the stadium, but I'm saying it's wrong for them to do the marketing in the stadium wearing their political parties T-shirt. That is not acceptable to all of us.
For sure.
Because you cannot. I'm a certain fan, and I have a party that I follow also. But now, if I have to go and ask someone who's doing something wrong in the stadium wearing another political party a T-shirt, he would say no, because you want to rectify my mistake because you're following another party. You're gonna fight.
Yeah.
That's what we want to see. That's what we want to see. That's what I'm saying. If they want to get where people are in numbers, it's good for them to come to the stadium, but it's better for them to do the activations 500 meters away from the stadium. It's not a problem.
For sure, for sure. I mean, Mr. Msila, we thank you very much. We're speaking to a lot of other people regarding this, and thank you very much for your contribution in this topic.
Thanks a lot, my brother.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And we thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much to the participants of this special edition of The Big Issue. Well, it is about that time that everyone 18 or over the age of 18 is given the opportunity to vote. Every South African citizen is given the opportunity to vote. Hopefully you would have registered and you will give yourself the time to go and vote. It was an interesting conversation that I had with all these participants, particularly the part about whether or not they are voting and why are they deciding to vote or not vote at all. Interesting to hear from Samuel Julius who gives his reasons why he doesn't vote. Also, another former player, Portia Modise, has similar reasons as to why she's not interested in the process of voting. And we also hear the older generation who expressed their interest in voting. So it seems like a generational thing, with the younger ones not necessarily interested because they see no changes in the social conditions in their local environments. Well, all I can say is that go out there and vote. If your vote makes a huge difference. If you're not happy about the current status quo, of course, that means that you need to change the way in which you vote. You can spoil your ballot. You can choose any of the hundreds political parties which are approved by the IEC, and see if you give another political party an opportunity to rule your environment, your country, maybe changes will take place. From me, Nkululeko Nkeu, and the team from Sokala Duma Radio, we wish you the best of luck, all political parties the best of luck in the upcoming elections. Thank you very much for being with us.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.